AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We got the World Cup underway. And a full recap of everything happening in fantasy football, also a DFS basketball preview. We just don't have enough time in this 1 hour to get to everything going on in the world of fantasy sports. But Dave, it's great to be back with you here again on the show. We did not get that wonderful 1 p.m. slate or even 4 p.m. slate yesterday, that is for sure. Spent a lot of time watching football, dozing off, I felt like. But boy, that night game was quite exciting, and with the best team in the NFL, there's no question who that is at this point. I guess the only question is, does some team have an upset in them at some point when they go to Kansas City and play them? Because I think that's the only thing stopping them, at the very least, the Chiefs, from getting to the Super Bowl.
I mean, you know, in the end, it's probably not going to be that surprising if the Chiefs end up losing a playoff game to the Bills or to the Bengals. I would be surprised if it was any team other than those teams that beat them. I mean, last night, Juju's out, Tony gets injured, they're playing Jody Fortson and Sky Moore, and just like, you know, I mean, and Mahomes is just, if the MVP wasn't already wrapped up before the beginning of that game, after Josh Allen lost three games in a row and then had a horrible fantasy game against the Buffalo Bills, it's pretty much wrapped up now. I guess, you know, maybe if the Dolphins go undefeated for the rest of the season and Tua throws like, I don't know, 60 touchdowns or something, then I guess Tua could still win it. But I would not be personally banking on that. Yesterday, the main slate for DFS, one player scored over 30 fantasy points. Tony Wow. Pollard. That was it. No one else. No quarterback. Not even T. Higgins. No one. He was the only guy.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like it was a dull slate regardless, but, you know, some fun fantasy performances yesterday. And no doubt, good place to start here with Patrick Mahomes yesterday leading the comeback in the win. And he may be the NFL MVP, but boy, Travis Kelce has got to be the fantasy MVP this season. Three more touchdowns. It has just been one of the great tight end seasons, honestly, of all time. He's having it. He scored the game winner yesterday. The Bills beat the Browns in Detroit. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was a push in that game. It looked very close to either a push or 8 points. Kyrie Irving has returned after missing 8 games due to anti-Semitic tweets. Is Jaylen Brown next? I'm not sure, but boy, he was popping off yesterday on social media too. And unfortunately, Tennessee got throttled on Saturday by Spencer Rattler, which was sort of shocking to see a 60-point performance from South Carolina. But in that performance, quarterback Hendon Hooker ends up getting injured and is out for the season with a torn ACL. So naturally, Tennessee's shot to get into the playoff went down to, of all people, Spencer Rattler. Did not see that coming. I actually forgot all about Spencer Rattler until I saw him play against the Gators. And then boy, saw that performance on Saturday. Maybe that puts him back in the picture to at least get to the NFL, which I think that he's hoping as well. That picture a lot more clear now with Tennessee out, Davis, no doubt, yesterday. I think basically there's five teams that have a shot to get into the playoff, maybe six. If you really think LSU has an outside shot, I think we'll see one SEC team, by the way, get in this year.
I mean, I think that, you know what that loss just opened up, and the fact that Tennessee is going to be going down. I mean, I am of the opinion that it opened it up for Alabama. We'll see about that. Obviously, they have a ton of work left to go. But, I mean, one thing we know about the committee is, and it's not, I was about to say, you know, they're biased, but it's not even that they're biased. It's just that the committee is aware, you know, a two-loss Alabama team really still might be the best team in college football. You know, you put Alabama against Georgia on a neutral field, you put Alabama against Ohio State, Michigan, you know, any of these teams, or TCU even. Like, how much would Bama be favored over TCU on a neutral field? Like, 10 points, maybe even more than that. So, like, I do think we are heading into a spot where a lot of people are going to be pretty unhappy if Bama ends up getting in there. And I also forgot about Spencer Rattler. He's been in, like, a quarterback platoon, Craig. Like, they've been, like, pulling him out. But you're right. I mean, I bet he ends up being, like, a fifth-round draft pick now just based off of literally this one game.
Maybe so. I mean, LSU has the tiebreaker with Alabama. So if Georgia was to beat LSU, even with those losses, I don't know how they could put Alabama in over LSU. So LSU would have to lose this week. They'd have to lose in the SEC championship, and that would be three losses. TCU would also have to lose. By the way, that's not impossible. I could see that happening. And obviously, if Ohio State beats Michigan, then we have to ask ourselves that question. That's sort of the scenario that puts Alabama back in. And by the way, Alabama plays Auburn this week. I know they stink, but it's a rivalry game. You know, I guess you never know. This is probably the final real exciting week of college football. The Thursday night game with the Egg Bowl, and then Friday and Saturday as well. But yeah, in terms of fantasy yesterday, Davis, you know, like, I'm looking at my score and I'm like 100 points. Oh, that stinks. And then I look around the league and I'm like, wait a second here. Like, that's among the high scores yesterday. I mean, simply put, if you did not have Kelsey, I mean, 100 points is getting it done in fantasy. And the totals in the NFL are at 41 and they're going under. It's a crazy year for that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
We have the lowest total in 30 years this year. We have a 34.5 total coming up. I mean, imagine. We have, you know, an Iowa versus Nebraska total in the NFL. Just horrible, horrible stuff.
Yeah, no, so crazy stuff yesterday. It's just seeing these games played out and... And I mean, 41 points between the Raiders and Broncos in the last 10 years. You would never expect that to go under, even with overtime it did. All right, we'll be back to wrap all the fantasy goodness up next. Go to work.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today it's time for Davis and I to run through the fantasy standouts from Sunday. So hopefully you had some of these players playing in your fantasy league yesterday. We're going to run through them all. And then, you know, you can kind of determine where to go from there. We'll talk about that. So let's get started here. We'll start off with that Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game, which was probably one of the better games, honestly, fantasy-wise, on the entire slate yesterday. A lot of points in that game as Joe Burrow threw for over 300 yards and four touchdowns, despite not having Ja'Marr Chase, who we honestly haven't heard all that much about his injury, but was not placed on injured reserve. Four touchdowns, two interceptions for him. Patrick Mahomes, what an unbelievable final drive for him yesterday. 329 passing yards, 23 rushing yards, most of those on the final drive of the game, and three touchdowns. Jacoby Brissett's time probably coming to an end yesterday. 324 passing yards and three touchdowns. Going to be playing in this league a long time as a backup, that's for sure. Boy, Andy Dalton yesterday carved up the Rams in the second half. 260 passing yards and three touchdowns. And Daniel Jones with another big day. 341 passing yards, 50 rushing yards, two touchdowns and two interceptions. But I suppose the only bad news to come out of that, Davis, is not only did they lose the game, but it's being reported that a player we talked about a few weeks ago has been a great waiver wire pickup, Wandale Robinson, going to be out for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. What a really bright young stars on that team. And regardless of that, Giants have played good football to this point, but it is the NFL. And as we're seeing, anything can happen on any given day. And the Lions beat the Giants yesterday.
Well, I mean, the New York Giants stink. And I think that the Giants are one of those examples of a team that a lot of people who, you know, consider themselves sharp bettors were probably getting killed on. I know that every time I bet against the Giants this year, up until yesterday, I had been getting killed. And also, you know, just a good reminder, fantasy, betting, everything, like, these are very small sample sizes we are dealing with. And, you know, we unlike, you know, 162 game season in baseball, like some like anomalies just happen in the NFL and there's not necessarily enough time for them to get corrected. Andy Dalton yesterday, how's this? Three incompletions for Andy Dalton yesterday. Just absolutely sliced up that Rams defense. The Rams look like a team that have just quit. Looks like they don't really care. And can you blame them? Like, you lose Cooper Kupp. Matt Stafford's in, then he's out. Like, I don't blame any of them for quitting. But the most impressive performance for me, though, was Joe Burrow, because I was ready to start trying to short the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, obviously, the Steelers and the Panthers, the two teams they've beaten up on their last two games, are also horrible NFL teams. And without Ja'Marr Chase back, who, by the way, on Friday, was still on crutches, has not returned to the practice field or anything like that. I don't think they can make the AFC Conference Championship without him, but every time Joe Burrow does well without Chase in there, I think that is a real feather in his cap.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, Pittsburgh's playing okay. So, you know, not to completely discount them as well, played okay in that game yesterday. Najee Harris, we'll talk about, actually had a pretty good game. Let's look through the running backs here. Boy, the Cowboys, you know, have a big decision to make at the end of the season. I mean, Tony Pollard looks like a starter and an RB1 in any fantasy league if he just had the opportunity himself. 80 rushing yards, 6 for 109 receiving and 2 touchdowns, had a put-away touchdown at the end of that game yesterday. Samaje Perine, probably the hottest waiver wire pickup this week because Joe Mixon had a concussion yesterday, so unlikely that he will see him next week. 30 rushing yards, also 3 touchdowns for Perine and 4 receptions, 52 yards. Where has this been from Najee Harris? Probably on your bench in fantasy. 90 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 receptions, 28 yards. Derrick Henry, of course, had the game on Thursday night. And then maybe the biggest surprise at running back in the entire fantasy season, Davis, is that Jamal Williams leads all running backs in rushing touchdowns in 2022. Incredible. He had 3 more yesterday and 64 rushing yards. I mean, it's time to really stop complaining about the usage of Swift. I mean, Williams has been the better back this season. I mean, I know he doesn't catch passes, but he gets the ball at the goal line. The dude scores like every time. Reminds me of Connor last year.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would not say that Jamal Williams has been the better running back. DeAndre Swift, basically the most efficient player in the NFL this season, averaging 6.1 yards per carry, 8.1 yards per reception. 6.1 yards per carry would lead all running backs. 8.1 yards per reception, I believe, would be top three. I think Pollard is the only one who has a greater yards per reception than him with over 20 targets at running back. But what you're saying is definitely true from a coaching perspective. If DeAndre Swift is still banged up, which he did tell Detroit Lions beat writers this last week that he is. Like, he doesn't need to be listed on the injury report because he's going to play, but he's not 100% healthy. Now, right. Swift did get up to 31% of the snaps last week. That was an increase over the last 2 weeks. The part that doesn't make sense to me, I'm totally cool using Jamal Williams at the goal line, using Jamal Williams as a, you know, downhill rusher or whatever. Clearly, he's pretty good at that. He was good at that when he was in Green Bay. He's not like a special athlete or anything. The part that doesn't make sense to me is Justin Jackson playing right. more snaps than DeAndre Swift, because either DeAndre Swift is healthy enough to play or he isn't. And in my mind, if you're playing DeAndre Swift at 75%, like, what's the point? I mean, like, literally, what is the point? I don't get it. But the one thing I would say is I'm just benching DeAndre Swift in any league where I have him. Like, no way you can start him with this usage, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I had no choice. I started him and Williams for the first time all season yesterday because I lost Cooper Kupp.
Sure.
And honestly, I wish I was doing that all season long, because it seems like they both get enough in this offense. And I probably, Davis, have to do it again on Thursday. I don't think I'm going to have a choice. So we'll see. Good matchup against Buffalo in that one, by the way. All right, let's go over to the wide receivers. Davante Adams with a game-winning touchdown and has been pretty much the brightest spot on the Raiders this season. He's been matchup-proof, 7 for 141 and 2 touchdowns. Boy, Amari Cooper has proved his worth with Cleveland this year, too. 8 for 113 and 2 touchdowns. Josh Palmer, another big game for the Chargers. He had 8 for 106 and 2 touchdowns. And with Keenan Allen and Williams back, I'm not sure if anybody even played him in fantasy yesterday. T. Higgins, 9 for 148. And Chris Olave with a long touchdown, which really made his day. He's having a great season. 5 for 102 and a touchdown. Saints get that quarterback situation figured out. Olave could be better than Michael Thomas next year. I think he's going to be a pretty good name.
Yeah, I mean, I think Olave is probably trending towards being like a second-round pick next year in fantasy. I mean, remember, this was the most first-round wide receivers that have ever gone in a draft, and Olave is lapping them all. I mean, he leads them in every category except for touchdowns because of Christian Watson's heroics the last couple weeks. But yeah, Olave, definitely a guy I'm expecting like huge things from moving forward.
All right, let's cap it off with the tight ends. And it's just really one this season, all season long, is Travis Kelce, just a huge advantage every week playing this guy. 6 for 115, as we mentioned, and 3 touchdowns. Austin Hooper, nobody played him yesterday. He had 4 for 36 and 2 touchdowns. Pat Freiermuth with about 16 fantasy points, 8 for 79. Dawson Knox, 14 points if you played him. And every week, Juwan Johnson scores, and no one plays him in a fantasy league every week. 3 for 47 and a touchdown. There is just the biggest disparity, Davis. I mean, I got to go back to maybe Antonio Gates or Tony Gonzalez. Like, this is the biggest disparity I can ever recall for a tight end in fantasy with Kelce and everyone else.
Yeah, this is the widest gap between tight end one and tight end two there's been in sort of like the modern era of fantasy football. Travis Kelce is 7.5 points better than every other tight end in fantasy, and I believe he is 10 points better than everyone other than Mark Andrews in a per game basis. So if you drafted Travis Kelce, you're probably going to win your league. Congratulations.
I would say so. And if you're not, you did something terribly wrong for the rest of your draft, that's for sure. All right, coming up next, with time to talk a little NBA. Also, Andrew Erickson's going to join us a little bit later as we preview the final game of the slate. A lot of reports are saying Colt McCoy going to start tonight for the Arizona Cardinals against the Saints.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
For Francisco 49ers. So we'll break down that matchup coming up. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Day. We're going to have a Monday Night Football preview coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Andrew Erickson will be with us. Now, naturally, Thanksgiving is coming this week. I'm sure everyone knows that on Thursday. So, Davis, the NBA is sort of squeezing in some games here, it feels like, before Thanksgiving. There will be no NBA games on Thanksgiving. They're saving those for, obviously, Christmas Day. There are a ton of college basketball games, NFL and one college football as well. So we get a little bit more of a juicy slate here on a Monday night. Eight games I'm looking at here.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have to feel bad for the NBA right now. Like, no one's watching. The World Cup is going on, you know, which is crushing the TV ratings. No one is ever beating out Monday Night Football. No one's beating out. I mean, you know, the U.S. plays their first game here in about 2.5 hours. Like, no, by the time 7, 8 o'clock rolls around, everyone is sported out. But we have, I think a pretty interesting slate going on. Headlined by one, Damian Lillard is not going to be playing for the Portland Trailblazers against Milwaukee. That opens up a bunch of value. But probably more importantly, we have these big value situations going on with the Miami Heat. This was going on all weekend. Jimmy Butler has been out, is going to be out for at least one more game. Tyler Herro has not played in, I believe, 2 weeks. Victor Oladipo is out. Gabe Vincent did not play last night. Duncan Robinson is questionable, and their backup center, Omer Yurtseven, is out as well. So they've been playing, Craig, they played some guys that I've never heard of. You know, Jamal Cain, Haywood Highsmith, Nikola Jokic's little brother, Nikola Jovic. So that's like the number one spot to monitor tonight is just, and it kind of stinks because Miami does not play until 7 p.m., so you're not going to know right at lock. But figuring out Miami's starting lineup is like kind of the key tonight.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the possibilities tonight. And, of course, Golden State playing in a prime matchup tonight. We'll get that underway. Steph Curry tonight priced over 10,000. 10,600 tonight over on DK. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City, he is at 10. Trae Young at 9,900. Paul George at 9,600. Tyrese Halliburton at 9,400. And DeJounte Murray is 9,300 tonight.
Yeah, Curry is going to find himself being pretty pretty popular here. When we started the season, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, well, you know, Curry to start the year, how often are we going to be playing him in fantasy? The Warriors have all these young guys. They want to play pool. All of that just completely by the wayside, right? They are in a fight for their lives to be eligible for a top four seed to retain home court advantage in the playoffs. James Wiseman is down in the G League. Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody are hardly playing. Jordan Poole has been awful relative to his baselines from last year. They've really been counting on Curry, and they've really been counting on Klay Thompson. Curry, probably my favorite spend up at guard tonight. It's pretty close between him and Shai. I mean, Shai has been absolutely unbelievable in a way that, honestly, I never really anticipate. Like, I thought the leap would come for him, you know, in a couple of years, right? When he's 26, when he's 27, when they've started to surround him with talent. Nope. Over 30 points a game, over 2 steals per game, over a block per game, over 6 assists per game. Like, unbelievable stuff from him. Never really saw that, or saw this coming eventually, did not see it coming this early. We have some pretty strong value plays as well. Quentin Grimes has been getting or projects for about 30 minutes or so tonight for the New York Knicks due to how they've been shaking up their backcourt. He is the minimum salary. He's probably a lock in this slate. Talen Horton-Tucker's been getting additional minutes on the wing for Utah. The good Jalen Williams so there's two Jalen Williams that Oklahoma City drafted in the draft. I think the good Jalen Williams, the one without the Y in his name, he's 4,300 tonight. He looks pretty strong. Malik Beasley for Utah looks pretty strong, and quickly for the Knicks as well. I think just in general, that Knicks-Thunder game is probably going to be one of the more interesting ones for daily fantasy tonight.
All right, prime matchup tonight also for Giannis as the Bucks take on the Portland Trailblazers. They're a huge favorite in that game, Davis. And Giannis tonight is priced at 12,400 against Portland. Jason Tatum is 10,600. Paul George listed at over 9,000. He is at 9,600. Karl-Anthony Towns is 8,900. Zion Williams, 8,700. And yeah, I mean, there's Jaylen Brown. He's 600 as well tonight for Boston.
Yeah, so to start the year, Giannis was kind of keeping pace with Luka Doncic, but as the season has worn on, I mean, the Bucks are, to be honest, they're just a lot to win their games, and that's even without Chris Middleton in their rotation. Giannis, I mean, he will probably be like 5-6% owned tonight, so it's like a decent leverage spot, but not a guy I'm rushing to get into my lineups. I think Franz Wagner at 7,200, he has really stepped up his playmaking and his shooting with Paolo Banchero banged up. I think he looks pretty strong. I'm pretty interested in Zion tonight against the Golden State Warriors. I mean, one, we know that they just have trouble with guys like that. Like, Wiggins is going to be too small. Draymond isn't fast enough. And Zion is not going to be popular on this slate at all. I would anticipate a lot of people are going to use value options at the forward spot. The aforementioned Miami Heat guys, Quentin Grimes is eligible at guard and forward. Talen Horton-Tucker, Kenrick Williams, RJ Barrett. Like, there are a lot of guys you can use at forward. So just in general, if there are any of these forward options, you know, if Karl-Anthony Towns, Zion, Wagner, Markkanen, and Julius Randle, any of these guys, if you have a strong lean on any of them, I think you can use maybe two of the value forwards, but then save one of your forward spots on DraftKings, small forward, power forward, the util spot for one of these high-priced forwards, and I think that'll create some pretty unique lineups.
All right, and let's cap it off now with the big men, and obviously Giannis is someone that you could put in your spot tonight at 12,400. Same with Karl-Anthony Towns, qualifies there at 8,900. Bam's price just keeps going down and down and down, Davis, 8,000 tonight. Wendell Carter Jr. is 7,600. Miles Turner is at 75, and Nikola Vucevic is 7,400 tonight.
Yeah, normally center has some of our strongest plays, and it's not really that way tonight, which is kind of interesting on an 8-game slate. Jared Allen projects very well for the Cleveland Cavaliers against Atlanta. Wendell Carter Jr. projects pretty strong for Orlando. But outside of that, I mean, we're looking at Al Horford. To be honest, I don't have any interest in playing Al Horford when he is above 5,000. I just don't think he has any ceiling. I think you could get away with Al Horford in smaller contests. You could get away with playing him in cash, but is Al Horford ever getting 40, 42 DraftKings points? Like, I guess maybe if he makes every three-pointer he takes, kind of an interesting evolution of his game. Al Horford is now taking over 50% of his shots as three-pointers. Definitely not something you think of when you think of Al Horford. And Nikola Jovic, not Nikola Jokic, Nikola Jovic for the Miami Heat, he should probably start for them at center or a power forward tonight, given how thin they are. He was pretty strong in those minutes. Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, another value option. He is priced way down for Oklahoma City. He's been playing their backup center minutes. Kelly Olynyk, I actually really like. I think he makes more sense as I think he can play both power forward and center minutes tonight for the Utah Jazz, and he's having a pretty strong season in general. And how about this? Our boy Rudy Gobert down to 6,600. Not the great experiment for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It has not been as fruitful as trading all of those draft picks would seem to suggest. And I kind of like him here against Miami because they're going to need the big guys in there against Bam.
All right, before we get back to some football here, probably should dedicate a minute or two to the World Cup here. So what is the latest, Davis, with this and any positions to take before this USA game starts in a couple hours?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we saw a huge blowout this morning. England beat Iran 6-2. Right now, the Senegal and the Dutch national team, Netherlands, they're playing. It is 0-0 after 31 minutes, but of course the game that most people are going to be locked into is going to be the USA versus Wales. That's taking place at 2 p.m. Eastern time. This is an absolutely massive game. I think we can pretty much lock in the United States advancing if they win this game. It's probably the biggest game, because I would imagine, I mean, they're going to lose to England. I mean, even a goalless draw against England would be huge for them. But Iran, they just looked really bad against England, and I can't really imagine Iran beating Wales either. So a win here gives them 3 points, and the gold, like, they're pretty much competing for second place in the group with Wales. That's going to give them the head-to-head tiebreaker. So I think normally the first game of a group stage in the World Cup, generally speaking, these teams are going to be pretty cautious. They're going to play pretty slow. They're not going to be attacking, not going to be on the front foot too much. I don't think that'll be the case here. I think Wales very rightfully can believe they can win this game. And I think the United States knows how important this game is. So, and also, I mean, that's kind of what I'm hoping. I'm hoping for just like general interest and in the strength of the tournament that both of these teams really go for it. But honestly, a draw is not a bad result, because that means that every game for the rest of the group stage is really going to matter for both these teams.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, I mean, the interest in the World Cup for a lot of people in the United States is only if the United States does well. So that will be very important today against Wales. And by the way, we'll have live coverage in game with Scott Farrell, 2 o'clock Eastern today when the game begins. Make sure you keep it right here. No newswire on our show this afternoon. So stay tuned to that early line, by the way, coming up in 30 minutes from now. All right, coming up next, Andrew Erickson is in the house from Fantasy Pros. We'll get a preview of Monday Night Football. It looks like it is the Colt McCoy show tonight for Arizona. San Francisco, a massive favorite on the road tonight in Glendale. We know what happened the last time. There was a really big favorite last Monday night, and the other team won outright. Could that potentially be the case tonight? We'll help you set a lineup tonight over on DraftKings. So stay on the grid, as we got plenty more to go here on this Monday edition of FST. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. As always, joining us here on the show on a Monday is Andrew Erickson of Fantasy Pros. Andrew, great to have you back here on the show. We'll do a little Monday Night Football preview. And by the way, I know it's coming up this week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thanks for coming on all season long. Great to have you back.
No, great to be back. Same to you. Looking forward to the games on Thanksgiving. Should be fun.
Yeah, definitely so. I think we got, you know, some good games maybe ahead of us on Thursday. I'm sort of feeling that here. Now, I don't know if I'm feeling that tonight, but I got to be honest with you, we were not feeling to end up covering. I want to make sure I allude to that this week, which is sort of rare. But Andrew, let's take a look at the pricing here tonight, because it looks like we're getting Colt McCoy again on Monday Night Football in this game in Mexico. Now, Christian McCaffrey is priced at $17,100 tonight. That is really high, of course. And figures to get a lot of usage. Now, let's just ignore Kyler Murray here at 16.8 because I don't think he's going to play. DeAndre Hopkins is 15.6. We have Jimmy G at 14.4, James Conner at 12.9, and Debo Samuel at 12.3. And it certainly does feel like there is a possibility tonight, Andrew, that we could get some random scoring outputs. Maybe we really didn't get any certainty, I think, going into tonight's game until today, where it does appear that McCoy will start. How do you sort of see the game theory on this one? And can Arizona pull off a big upset here like Washington did last Monday night?
Yeah, no, this game is definitely interesting when you factor in all of the question marks about availability of certain players and then the fact that they're playing in Mexico City, you know, a place where you see guys are on the sideline trying to get oxygen. So you could see more split backfield work. You know, James Conner got all the touches last week. Do they give him all the work again this week? I know they activated Corey Clement off the practice squad. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we see James Conner's snaps and touches reduced dramatically. And the matchup is obviously horrible against the 49ers. So for me, when I'm looking at the Arizona Cardinals side of thing, it's really Rondale Moore for me. Like, that's the guy I want to jam in as many in the captain spot. You look at the 49ers defense, just horrible against slot receivers. Second worst against slot receivers over the last 3 weeks, allowing over 26 fantasy points per game to the position. And that's because they've switched out who is covering in the slot. So basically, they've moved safety Jimmy Ward into the slot, and he has basically given up a catch on every single target that he's had over the last 3 weeks. So I like Rondale Moore, especially how productive he has been. He showed he could get it done with Colt McCoy last week, and Colt McCoy is good enough where he can distribute the ball. Like, he's going to jam targets to Hopkins, jam targets to Rondale Moore, and probably not involve Trey McBride as much. I would expect McBride to get more, a little bit more involved. You know, he didn't get any catches really last week, but he did play very high snap share. So looking at a concentrated target share between the Cardinals, and then on the 49ers side of things, the Cardinals defense, the biggest weakness is yards after the catch. So for me, Debo and George Kittle, not really much of an Ayuk game for me, just because Ayuk is used more as the traditional downfield wide receiver, which the Cardinals have been very good against this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that 49ers slates generally end up being probably the most interesting for showdown purposes. And, you know, that was even before they got Christian freaking McCaffrey on their roster. Like, McCaffrey last week, the story coming out of that game was the timeshare split between McCaffrey and Eli Mitchell. You know, Eli Mitchell actually ended up having more rushing attempts. McCaffrey still got to 17 in that game against the Chargers, where the 49ers never really got out of second gear. I think that, you know, figuring out your captain exposures between McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle, I would probably rank them in terms of how I'd like to have exposure. I'd probably say Kittle first, McCaffrey second, Ayuk third, Debo fourth. This, to me, seems like a slate where Debo ends up getting to be like 10 to 12% owned in the captain. And that just seems a bit high to me, given that his usage has really fallen off. And not only his usage, the last season, he finishes as the wide receiver 13 in expected points, but the wide receiver 1 in fantasy points over expectation. Now he's down to, I believe, the wide receiver 20 in expected fantasy points and wide receiver 28 in expected fantasy points. So not only is his usage getting worse, but, I mean, the guy just used to score freaking rushing touchdown every single game. It'd be like, all right, they get to the 17-yard line, they do the jet sweep for Debo, and, oh, all right, he's in the end zone. And if he's not scoring those rushing touchdowns, that's going to be a huge difference. I also think the Arizona side is fairly interesting. You're going to see DeAndre Hopkins at 10.4, like, basically not get used in the captain. You're going to have to do a huge boost to him in any, and you know, if you're using the Daily Roto optimizer to get him in the captain, like I bet you get less than 20% of him total on just using the projections as they sit. Rondale is going to for sure end up being the most popular Arizona Cardinals play. I think that Andrew's analysis is correct. He pretty much just seems like a lock to me at that price, because the pricing seemed to build in the idea that Hollywood Brown might return for this game, and maybe there's still, like, I don't know, a 2% chance or whatever. The team has not ruled him out yet, and he has been activated back off the IR, but I don't think he's going to play. But yeah, Trey McBride and Keonta Ingram are the guys I'm going to be throwing darts at, because, again, just like Andrew said, no chance is James Conner playing 95% of the snaps against the 49ers. Like, his body is just not going to hold up to that. So I think we see more Ingram, and McBride has been, like, the worst guy in the NFL in targets per route run, but at his price, two catches, 16 yards, and a touchdown, I think can get him in optimal. So I'll be taking a fair few amount of stabs on him.
All right. Let's start talking a little bit about yesterday. And Andrew, not a single 100-yard rusher yesterday, so we got to take what we can. And Devin Singletary definitely did that for the Buffalo Bills. He had over 80 yards rushing, also